where he had a lot of time to cut his teeth on the microphone in Ring of Honor. And
gosh.
He's doing a bang up job, I think. Like, I think I mentioned this a few shows ago, but when Batista challenged him to a match, and then Batista got jumped and or choke slammed, I think, by Kane or whatever, and Punk's like, "Come on, Dave, you want the match, Dave?" You know, I'm like, "That's kind of badass." Yeah, he's big fucking gorilla calling him out. "What's up, Dave? I know your real first name is, you punk ass bitch." I thought that was kind of cool. Good for Punk, you know. Great for his character. And great for all the kids who draw Pepsi logos on a piece of poster board and bring them to the show.
Yeah, there were certainly a good chunk of those behind the crowd. So, I mean, that's always a good good indication of, even if he'll eventually, obviously, drop the belt. But, you know, that'll help him out in the long run. Since I think more and more signs are popping up for him. I mean, he already had some when he was on ECW, but the Raw spotlight has helped him out a decent chunk in that department.
Yep, definitely. And I'm thinking, too, you know, we've seen him cut good promos on TV. We've seen him wrestle some good matches here and there when he hasn't, you know, when he's gotten the opportunity to. Fans like him. Even if he does lose the belt, there's still plenty of opportunity to rebuild him. It could be one of those things like, you know, I had the belt, now it just makes me want it more. And as they always say, there's money in the chase. You know, obviously you can't have CM Punk chasing Batista. There are going to be a bunch of internet nerds like, nah, that's not going to be believable. You know, I can't punk Batista again. That's fine and dandy and all, you can think that, but it's like, I think the crowd would really buy into underdog CM Punk wanting his belt back. So, I don't know. I wouldn't give this 10 marks out of 10, the treatment of CM Punk as champion, but I certainly wouldn't label this a failure either.
No, I might, if I'm going out of 10, I might put it somewhere in the 6-ish area.
Yeah, I mean, that's a good enough number.
6.5, something in that area.
Better than I would have given Randy Orton in 2004, that's for sure. Which, speaking of, if you want to skip ahead,
well,
I don't know. The only other thing that really happened on Raw was the Kane and Rey Mysterio reveal, which was creepy.
Well, and the point that I was going to bring back up, I forgot to mention we were talking about Cena and Batista.
Mm-hmm.
I really was kind of surprised. I mean, the crowd usually goes more towards Batista's side. I'm kind of surprised. I thought the crowd was a little more split last night than normal. I mean, I was a little surprised by that, honestly. But, just a little side note there.
Oh, sure, yeah. I wonder if people are getting tired of booing John Cena. Because 2 weeks ago when they were at the University of Tennessee, you know, it was a hot crowd to begin with anyway, but there weren't too many people booing John Cena, actually. There was a lively crowd, and they were cheering both guys pretty equally. Maybe it still depends on the town you're into.
Maybe as much as we make fun of the gospel homilies that he's given here, maybe it's kind of working out for him.
Maybe it is working. I mean, he does have a whole nation every Monday night, a nation come to battle with him. Maybe the nation is growing, and maybe I'm just not, maybe I didn't get my work done. I don't know.
We have friends with kids, so I kind of get the Cena stuff a little bit more, I think.
Sure,
plus,
yeah.
My wife thinks he's uber hot. Like, she was about drooling all over herself when him and Batista won the belts last Monday.
Oh, Lord. So she really bought that T-shirt for herself, right? A couple years ago?
No.
No, okay.
Yeah, she bought that for a friend's son.
Okay, gotcha. Oh, man. But, the thing that, now I can't even remember what my segue was that I was going to skip ahead Randy Orton, yeah, about his shitty title run. That's right. Well, speaking of shitty runs and shitty luck when it comes to, and Randy Orton, that's funny, I mentioned shit, too, since he likes to put fecal matter everywhere it can possibly fit. This stupid ass allegedly got into a motorcycle accident within a week of being medically cleared to return to the wrestling ring. Hops on his motorcycle. Again, this is all allegedly, and Jeremy pointed this out to me, and somebody else, maybe like Synopsis AV or somebody like that on the message board also pointed it out at about the same time. we're not getting quotes from actual doctors. This shit isn't showing up in his local hometown newspaper or in any other reputable news sources. It's just WWE.com reporting that Randy Orton, while riding, wearing only a t-shirt and shorts or something like that, got into a motorcycle accident, flew 300 feet, somehow still has skin on his body, and the only thing that happened to him is that he re-broke his collarbone that he had already injured in a match against Triple H. Did anyone else smell bullshit out there?
Yeah. my theory when Jeremy brought that up to me was, maybe this is their way of covering his ass after he opened his big trap. Whichever newspaper it was that he said he was medically cleared, they're like, dumbass, you're supposed to be a surprise.
Yeah, sure, like this is a surprise to the fans, dummy. Can you not get anything fucking right in your life? Jesus Christ.